First up today, new unemployment claims dropped, and that should have been good news. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 3rd day of June. Thanks, as always, for being with us. Also today, we've got a report on what consumers are searching for, only to find massive shortages. Twitter today announced a new service you can pay for. AMC Theaters even think that its stock is overvalued. BlackBerry and the Warren Buffett of Canada is in the news. We've got the Wall Street Report. And as companies entice workers back to the office, a stunning number of them say they'll quit before going back. For the interview, it's Carl Brower from iccars.com on what's causing the wild price swings for used vehicles. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can follow us on Twitter. We are at IOB_NewsHour. The new unemployment numbers hit this morning, and the number of new claims came in lower than expected last week. The Associated Press is reporting that the Labor Department reported this morning that jobless claims dropped to 385,000. That's down 20,000 from just the week before. The number of weekly applications for unemployment aid, which generally reflects the pace of layoffs, has fallen steadily all year, though it remains high by historical standards. The decline in application reflects a swift rebound in economic growth and the job market's steady recovery from the coronavirus recession. More Americans are venturing out to shop, travel, dine out, and congregate at entertainment venues. All of that renewed spending has led companies to seek new workers. Employers have added 1.8 million jobs this year, an average of more than 450,000 a month. And the government's May jobs report is due on Friday, and that's expected to show that they've added an additional 656,000 jobs last month. That's according to a survey of economists by the data firm FactSet. All of that, all of it, should have been good news for Wall Street, but it was not to be, and I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. By the way, the economy remains down 8.2 million jobs from its level in February of 2020, just before the virus tore through the economy. So there is that reality as well. 8.2 million jobs down from February of 2020. There are a number of things Americans are finding difficult to find, and it's an interesting list. We've already reported on the shortage of chicken. Blame it on roosters that didn't pan out, but there are others. Pool owners are now finding it hard to get chlorine. One of the reasons is that during the pandemic, homeowners dove into building backyard pools at an astonishing rate. According to the Pool and Hot Tub Alliance, Americans installed nearly 100,000 new swimming pools last year, and that is a 24% increase in construction activity that shattered a nearly 40-year-old growth record for the industry. Then there are washers, dryers, freezers, all tough to find, mostly because consumers bought them up like crazy, and now they are on back order because factories can't find the labor, and because so many are made in China, shiploads have been caught in snarled traffic at the Port of Los Angeles and other ports that frankly don't have enough labor to unload the in-demand cargo. Even new bicycles are hard to find. Once again, many are made in China and are snarled in the supply chain for the same reasons as appliances. And even new parts for repairing a bicycle are in demand, but scarce for the same supply chain problems. All right, we really didn't want to go here, but it's true. There's another shortage in the U.S., and that is, ready? Liquor. During the pandemic, U.S. consumption of booze went up, like way up. In some areas of the country, liquor sales have spiked by 20% over sales of 2019. And according to published reports, consumers have been buying some of the more premium brands. Meanwhile, bars and restaurants that are now just starting to reopen are also finding it difficult to find specific brands of liquor. So when will this moderate? Well, that's a tough question, because often it takes years to age some liquor, so it could take some time before your favorite flavor is available. Experts say now might be a great time to experiment a bit if you can't find what you're used to. Twitter today unveiled its long-awaited subscription service, offering paying customers exclusive features for rescinding tweets and organizing posts as part of a push to ease the social network's dependence on advertising revenue. Bloomberg is reporting that the service, dubbed Twitter Blue, will cost $2.99 a month for access to tools including the ability to undo a post before it goes out publicly, organize bookmarked tweets into folders, and more easily read long tweet threads. Subscribers will also get faster service for customer support claims, can choose from a new crop of app colors, and have the ability to modify the Twitter app icon on iOS devices. Why? Why do all this? Yeah, right. Think revenue. Today, AMC Theaters said it may be selling up to 11.6 million shares and then offered a warning to investors. Business Insider is reporting that the movie chain, which has experienced an amazing rally in recent weeks, briefly soaring to more than $70 a share and generating a year-to-date return as much as 3,325% as retail traders piled onto the name. But AMC is aware that its stock is likely overvalued, given that the pandemic ravaged its business and the company hadn't been profitable even before the pandemic hit. In an SEC filing today, AMC said, quote, "We believe that the recent volatility and our current market price reflects market and trading dynamics unrelated to our underlying business or macro or industry fundamentals, and we do not know how long these dynamics will last," end quote. AMC also warned against investing in the company unless investors are prepared to lose all of their money. More from that filing today, quote, "Under the circumstances, we caution you against investing in our Class A common stock unless you're prepared to incur the risk of losing all or a substantial portion of your investment," end quote. Wow, how about that? At the bell today, AMC stock was down $11.24, or nearly 18%, to settle at $51.31 a share. Speaking of meme stocks, a billionaire investor hailed as the Warren Buffett of Canada stands to make a fortune on BlackBerry after an agonizing 7-year wait, thanks to, once again, day traders pumping its stock price higher this week. Business Insider is reporting that Prem Watsa is the founder and CEO of Fairfax Financial. It's an insurance conglomerate he modeled on Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway. Fairfax owns 46.7 million shares of BlackBerry as of March 31, giving it an 8% stake in the enterprise software group. BlackBerry is its second largest holding, accounting for 14% of its U.S. stock portfolio. Fairfax also holds BlackBerry bonds that it can convert into 55 million shares at a cost of $6 a share. Now, if it converts all of those bonds, it would have 102 million shares, or more than 16% of BlackBerry's outstanding shares. Watsa, who sits on BlackBerry's board, tried to buy the entire company for $4.7 billion back in 2013, but ended up leading a $1 billion investment in the business in November of that same year. Well, today, BlackBerry closed at $15.88 a share. Fairfax's 46.7 million shares would fetch over $900 million at that price, and if the company converted all of its bonds, its 102 million shares would be worth over $2 billion. That, then, would represent a roughly $1.2 billion profit for Watsa, based on his cost basis of $10 a share and the $330 million cost to convert the bonds. Lots of numbers there, I know, but it's a stunning story. It really is. The irony to all this is that Watsa, a value investor who has stubbornly held BlackBerry for 7 long years, might finally make some money on it because a bunch of day traders are wildly speculating on meme stocks just for fun. Well, it could have been worse. Even the positive labor numbers today failed to raise Wall Street. The Dow, at its session low, was off by more than 260 points before bouncing back to trade in positive territory, even if for just a bit. At the bell, the Dow lost 23 points to settle at 34,577. Meanwhile, tech shares drove the NASDAQ down by 1%, losing 141 points to end the trade at 13,614. And the S&P 500 slipped from its recent record, off by 15 points, to end the day at 4,192. All eyes will be on the Labor Department jobs report tomorrow. The May jobs report, set for release at 8:30 in the morning Eastern Time, is expected to show non-farm payrolls rose by 671,000. That's according to economists surveyed by Dow Jones and the Wall Street Journal. And finally, there is this. As the drive to entice office workers back to their workstations continues, staff are pushing back and pushing back hard. Confronted with the demand they abandon a new normal they've grown accustomed to for over 15 months as remote workers, scores of employees say they will simply quit. A survey of 1,000 workers reported by Bloomberg found that 39% of workers are willing to quit their current role if their employer is unwilling to permit them to work remotely. And that number grew to 49% among millennials and Gen Z workers, emboldened by their ability to maintain their productivity while at home. All right, stay with us, because coming up is a conversation with Carl Brower from iccars.com. We're going to be talking about the wild price swings for used cars and trucks. What's happening and why? It is a great story. Click through to listen.